Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In an effort to distract attention from its losses in Ukraine and obfuscate its war on Ukrainian civilians, Russia's permanent representative to the United Nations accused the United States, the United Kingdom, and unnamed Western countries of launching the largest in history war by proxy with Russia, using Ukrainians and ready to go until the last Ukrainian. He then claimed that it was Ukraine and its Western supporters, not Russia, who started the war. It's time to set the record straight. Leading up to Russia's February 24th invasion of Ukraine, Russia fervently insisted that it had no plans to invade Ukraine, said Deputy U.S. Representative to the United Nations Richard Mills before the U.N. Security Council. And now Russia has the gall to blame other countries for refusing to step aside as it seeks to destroy another U.N. member state in violation of the Charter and international law.
The United States is committed to supporting the people of Ukraine as they defend their lives, their liberty, and their democracy. We are not hiding this support, and we will not stop our support to Ukraine just because Russia is frustrated that its attempt at regime change has not gone to plan.
All countries have the inherent right of self-defense, consistent with Article 51 of the UN Charter. This is a simple, straightforward principle. Every member of the United Nations has a right to its sovereignty and its territorial integrity, said Ambassador Mills.
If you were in Ukraine's shoes, how would you respond if a bigger neighbor invaded you? If your neighbor sent its armies into your cities, your lands, what would you do? What would you ask of the international community?
None of us here would simply let our country's history and identity be attacked, our cities shelled to rubble, our people killed, our territory taken. We would appeal for international support in the face of such naked aggression.
Ukraine is responding to this invasion as any of us would, by defending itself. We salute the armed forces of Ukraine and all Ukrainian citizens who continue to inspire the world with tremendous skill and profound courage.
The United States, said Ambassador Mills, is proud to stand with Ukraine and our allies and our partners for more than 50 countries in providing vital security assistance to support Ukraine's defense of its sovereignty and territorial integrity in the face of Russian aggression.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.